Good morning, 8:09, almost 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, glad to be back.
Good to have you. So, you and I haven't had a chance to talk too much. We were having a little bit of trouble getting connected, so I apologize. That's my fault. I don't know if there's anything that's been a big case or anything that's happened in Santa Rosa County. I didn't see anything particularly, but you'd be the one who'd know a whole lot better than I would. Anything that we ought to talk about?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty quiet so far, which is a good thing.
All right, we like that. That's my favorite one. But we do have some stories in the news that I wanted to ask you about. I want to start with the one that, and look, I understand in advance that you may be reluctant to comment on this, and I accept that. I always defer to you guys on your judgment, but I am sure you're well aware. Okaloosa County, a couple of years ago, had a deputy that got shot and killed responding to a domestic violence incident. Basically, the guy, you know, was out the window shooting at the cops. He got hit. They took him to the hospital. He passed away. He has now agreed a deal with the state attorney's office to confess and also to accept for the other attempted murder charges against the other deputies and the first-degree murder charge against the one he killed. And the state attorney's office is allowing that in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. I spent a lot of last hour talking about how I disagree with this decision for a variety of reasons. I don't want to rehash those. But I wanted to ask you, you're the neighboring agency sheriff, and I know you're close to Sheriff Aiden. And, you know, I mean, if you have an opinion, our audience wants to hear it. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand that too.
No, I'll talk about it. If I understand it correctly, the reason they ran it past Ray's family and the family, to avoid having to sit through the painful process of court, agreed to it as well. So I'm all for what the family wants. Would I like to see this scumbag put down? Oh, yeah, I'd like to do it myself personally. But if it helps the family and it gets closure for them and they don't have to sit through some gruesome testimony, you know, I'm all for it. I really am. It's all about Ray's family.
Well, so it's interesting because that's kind of exactly the opposite of what I was saying last hour. And, you know, you're the expert. I'm the opinion maker. So talk about that a little bit, because my concern is I totally understand not wanting to inflict any more suffering on the family.
Yeah.
But I think you also have other law enforcement officers and the deterrence effect of believing that you're going to die if you shoot at a cop. And also just that some families might be, you know, philosophically opposed to the death penalty and some families might be for it. And I don't think justice ought to depend on whether this family or that family has a view. It ought to be based on what the law says and what's best for the whole community is kind of what I was saying last hour.
Yeah, and, you know, you can argue either way. And like I said, I'd love to put him down personally. But, you know, for me, if it's my deputy, and, of course, Eric Aiden would be the one to talk to, I would be 100% behind what the family wants. And I get your point of, hey, if you shoot at a cop and you shoot a cop, you need to die. And in Santa Rosa County, they probably would because we'd kill them. But, you know, it's up to the family for me. That's where I would rest the whole entire thing. If they say, no, we want them dead, then I'd be like, hey, I support you 100% and we'll go for the death penalty. But if they say, no, we don't want to sit through that and don't want to get punished basically and, you know, send them to prison for life, I would accept what the family wants.
Okay, interesting. That's why I love talking to people, especially smart people, because we just have different views on this. And you're the sheriff, I'm the philosopher. So thank you. I appreciate that.
So you said smart people. You said smart people. Who's coming on the show after?
Stop it. don't get humble on me now, sir. you're the authority. You make literally life and death decisions, you know? So I appreciate that. I take that under advisement for sure. I wanted to talk with you about there's been two other stories that have been in the news this over the weekend. One is far more awful than the other one. Let's start with that one. It was, I believe, in Arkansas. A couple with their kids are out hiking. They wind up getting murdered. We're still not quite sure exactly what happened. They're looking for a suspect who apparently fled in the car. The kids were left okay. To me, when I hear that, because my wife and I, we go boating, we go hiking, we go paddleboarding, we do stuff and with our kids and without our kids all the time. To me, this is just another version of you're vulnerable in all kinds of places that you don't think you might be vulnerable in. Am I? Is that how you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, and consider, you know, anytime you go outside anywhere in America, you know, something bad can happen. Look at the Walmart up in Michigan. People yep. just shopping. Some idiot comes in there and starts stabbing people. You know, you always have to keep your head on a swivel. And I tell everybody, you know, Santa Cruz is the safest counties in America. We still have killings. I mean, you just, it's you know, you're not going to avoid it. And you always have to protect yourself and your family. So I tell everybody, you know, carry a gun, train with a gun. Don't just buy one and put it in your waistband, but train, learn how to shoot, protect yourself, protect your family. And if you're going hiking, I mean, you know, you have not only crazy people out there, you have bears, you have all stuff that can attack you.
Right.
So you always need to have some means of self-defense.
It's inconvenient, but, you know, we live in a world that, you know, yeah. the more remote it is, the more vulnerable you could be.
Yeah.
And that's why I actually find it very frustrating when you encounter, and I think it's like federal parks, basically, where they'll tell you no firearms. And I'm like, well, you're just making me choose between, you know, my safety or visiting your park. And that's not a great choice to have to make.
Right.
Because, you know, like you said, I mean, not people necessarily, but there are also bad people, you know?
Yeah. And you have to determine, too, you say it's inconvenient. Well, being killed is inconvenient, too.
Right.
So you always got to weigh it. And, you know, you always have to have some way to protect yourself. And, you know, the federal parks that say no handguns or whatever, I just don't go to them because I'm packing 24-7 pretty much. So
it's a choice.
You know, if it's someplace that's. Yeah, no handguns, and I'm just not going there.
And Sheriff, you mentioned it, but this was the other story that I had wanted to talk about with you is you have this knife attack in Michigan, in Traverse City, you know, where a guy walks in with a folding knife, starts attacking people. I hate to say it, but it's true. Yeah. He cut a woman's throat. Thank God she lived. But, you know, then, you know, 11 people wind up getting wounded and then gets confronted outside by a group of good guys, one of whom has a gun.
Yeah.
He clearly needs to go to the range more because he's holding it sideways like some thug. It's weird. But they managed to get him in custody and somebody else tackles him. And it's good people doing the right thing. But if nobody had a gun, I don't know how this might have been different. But also that there was restraint. You know, you tend to think people with guns shoot right away. Well, this was restraint, right? They captured him instead of killing him.
Yeah. And that goes to show, you know, in Florida, almost everybody pretty much is armed, especially in the panhandle. We love our Second Amendment. And I think, and not to judge the people of Michigan, I'm not trying to do that, but I know they have gun control issues up there. But in Florida, you know, if that same thing would have happened, the first person to get stabbed and yelled out help, you know, if it was at Walmart in Santa Rosa County, he probably would have got shot by four or five different people at one time. And, you know, it would have been stopped pretty quick because, like I said, just about everybody's packing, and you need to be nowadays. People are crazy.
You know, this is another kind of, you know, like I go to Walmart all the time, and I don't know why Walmart has become like the nexus of these incidents, but that's that's why I carry. It's not necessarily me. It's if I'm in a situation where I can do good, I'm faster than the police response. I want to be able to do good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what they say. They say when you need the police and minutes matter or seconds matter, we're minutes away. So, I mean, you have to be able to protect yourself and your family for a limited amount of time prior to us getting there.
You know, the last one I was going to bring up with you, Sheriff, is there's some interesting data comes out that says that states with stand your ground laws, we're kind of on a theme here, but the net takeaway from the study was that states with stand your ground laws have a higher homicide rate. And, you know, I don't know in the study whether they did a very good job of differentiating, well, homicide of innocent people or homicide of crime perpetrators, you know, because that's worth asking, right? But also, what I think is, okay, well, if more people get shot and killed, that doesn't necessarily mean that that outcome is wrong. Maybe they deserved it, or maybe, you know, it seemed like a kind of a loaded conclusion, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you can tell it's probably leaning a little on the left there. But, homicide, you know, cops commit homicides across this country, unfortunately, every day. And people think, well, no, they're killing people that, you know, were shooting at other people, and it's still a homicide. They didn't die of natural causes, They died of lead poisoning. And the reason being is, you know, it's still classified as a homicide, even though a cop is rightfully killing someone that is doing something bad. It's still classified as a homicide. And what the left likes to do, or the anti-Second Amendment people like to do, is just cram it all into one big package and go, yeah, look at this. Stand your ground states are killing people left and right and blah, blah, blah. And it's just not so. If you whittle down the statistics and take the ones out of justifiable shootings, it probably would get cut in half, probably.
Yeah, and again, you know, the thing we're always saying is the good guy with a gun and proper training and knowledge of the law produces a situation where even the sheriff in Michigan said much more horrible things could have happened if good people, and particularly a good guy with a gun, hadn't been there to thwart it. You know, that's the justification. Correct. And those stories don't get reported a lot of times, or they, you know, the crime averted doesn't get reported because, you know, who's going to bother reporting it sometimes? That's also true, too. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, thanks so much, as always, for the time. And I appreciate the perspective where you and I disagree. That's, I think, useful for the audience and useful to make me think about my own view. So I appreciate that, sir.
No worries.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Take care, Andrew.